Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
Nice to see you all have come along for the preaching of the gospel this afternoon. I want to turn just to some verses, please, from, first of all, Matthew's gospel, chapter number 7. Matthew's gospel, chapter number 7. Verse 13. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Now, I should say before we read it that these are the words of the Lord Jesus. So, that maybe makes them even more important because the Lord Jesus said them. And here's what he said. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Then Luke's Gospel, please, chapter number 13. And again, it's the words of the Lord Jesus, and it's verse number 24. Luke 13 and 24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Amen. And we trust that God will add his blessing to these verses that we've read. I just want to consider for a little minute or two this afternoon the road we travel. The road we travel. The road of your life, the road of my life. The Lord Jesus tells us about the possibility of what road you might be on. What are those roads? Well, the Lord Jesus gave them two definitions. We read about them. He called one the broad way and one the narrow way. So I want to ask you just at the very beginning of our meeting, what road are you on? The broad way or the narrow way? I've also put it like this, the broad way, the road most travelled. It's a busy road. Or the narrow way, the road least travelled. No many people on it. Ask you again the question, what road are you on, the broad way or the narrow way? The road travelled by many or the road travelled by few? You might say to me this afternoon, but does that really matter? Well, you know, actually, it does. First of all, I want us all to understand the idea of a road that the Lord Jesus Christ is reminding the folks who listened to him on the days that he spoke. It just reminds those people then and reminds us this afternoon that we are all on a journey. All on a journey. No exception to that. Every single one of us. And it's the journey of life. We're all on it. And I'm sure there's no one in this room this afternoon that will try and tell me or convince me that you're not on the journey of life. We are. And we all began that journey at some point in the past. For some, it was maybe 50 years ago. For some, maybe it was only 20. For some, maybe it was even less. For some, I'll not use an age, it might have been a little bit more than that, right? But we all began the journey somewhere, sometime. Now, for all of us at the moment, that journey has brought us at the same time to this same point. But we're all on a journey, the journey of life. Now, you know and I know, when you take a journey, then it has a beginning. But also to that journey, at some time, it might end. Now, I've got some people who I work with, and they take a journey most days, or a couple of days a week anyway, and their journey begins here in Dunfermline, and it begins at the train station, and it ends at Waverley Station in Edinburgh. That's their journey. And then on the way home again, it'll start at Waverley and end at Dunfermline, on the proviso they get off in time and don't miss their stop. But their journey has a beginning, and their journey has an end. And for the person who gets on that train in Dunfermline heading to Edinburgh, they know what that end is. It tells them that when they bought their ticket. It tells them that on the board, that this train is the train for Edinburgh, and therefore, that's the journey that they're on. I want to ask you this afternoon, not when, because you see, that could be different. Where? Where will your journey end? The journey of your life. The journey of my life. You see, we have read about these roads that the Lord Jesus has spoken about this afternoon. Here's what the Lord Jesus didn't mention. Didn't mention how long they were. But he does mention that they have an end. And you know, that end is the same, irrespective of how long you've been on it. I wonder this afternoon, where will your journey of life end? The Lord Jesus talks about two places. He talks about the end of one road, it ends in destruction. Doesn't sound very pleasant now, does it? Destruction. Well, there's another road which leads to life. That's the end of it. See, we live in a society today, and you might have heard it, but some people will tell you that once your journey of life ends, that's it. There's nothing else. But the Lord Jesus here tells us something different. The Lord Jesus said that at the end of the Broadway, there's destruction. That means there's something after the end of the road. At the end of the narrow way, there is life. That means there's something at the end of the road. It's important to understand that, you know. It's important to understand what's ahead for each and every one of us. So as we consider and think about this afternoon, what journey are you on? And that journey one day will end. Where will it end? Depends the road you're on. Some people will say, but wait a minute, surely it doesn't matter. We all end up in the same place. I was telling the folks earlier, yesterday, I walked up Ben Lomond and obviously back down again so that I could be here today. But if you looked it on the map, there is two different routes. And they both end up at the same place at the top. Not so with these journey. Not so with these roads. They end up in completely different places. You see, we don't all end up in the same place. You know, you might think, but surely this afternoon we must all end up in heaven. I'm afraid not. And the Lord Jesus tells us that. We don't all end up in heaven. We can all end up in heaven. The Lord Jesus tells us that. But only if you're on the road that takes you there. So I ask you again this afternoon, what road are you on? Now the Lord Jesus told us something else about this road. He said that this broad road, he said, there are many on it. The majority. And so you might be saying to me this afternoon, well, that's the road I'm on. And that must be the right road, because the most people, they must all be right, because they're the majority. That must be the road. It can't be just the few. They can't be right, because the majority is always right. I'm going to ask you the question, is the majority always right though? What if the majority is wrong? What does the Lord Jesus say? That this broad road, the road most travelled, the road of the many, it ends in destruction. So then I ask you the question, is the majority always right? What does this destruction mean? Well, from the word of God, it just simply means this: separation from God. To endure the judgment of God in a place called hell for all eternity. That's the future for those on that journey. That's the future for those on that road. Here's something else. In this room this afternoon, we are on, every one of us is on one or other of these two roads. No exceptions. By the way, there's no third road. There's just two. But what I can also tell you is this. Although right now, today, in this room, some are on this narrow way and some are on this broad way, there was a point in everybody's experience when every single person in this room was on the same road, on the broad way. You see, that's the road we all started on. The moment that we were born into this world, we started on the broad road. How did we end up there? Here's what the Bible says. For all have sinned and fallen short of the standard of God. You see, God has a standard, and none of us, not one, all of us fail to meet God's perfect standard. I hope that's not a shock to anyone this afternoon. And maybe you're saying, but wait a minute, by my life I do this and that, and I'm not that bad a neighbour or a friend, and I'm the best person in my village or my street. I try to do it, and that's great, you know. But you see, the Bible says all, not some have sinned. All have sinned. By the way, that includes me as much as anybody else. I'm not here this afternoon to try and say that I am better than anyone in this room. I'm not. I'm included in the all as well. All have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the standard of God. That means all of us began on this wrong road, the broad road, the road that leads to destruction, the road that's taking us in the wrong direction, the road that's taking us away from God. Here's what else the Bible says about the all. It says this: they are all gone out of the way. There is none that does good. That's in the eyes of God. No, not one. And that's God's assessment this afternoon. Not just of the folks in this room. Not just of the folks in... It's the city of Dunfermline now, isn't it? I think it wasn't a city the last time I was here. It's now a city. In the city of Dunfermline, or in Scotland, or in the world, there's none that... Imagine that. God looks down from heaven and he doesn't see one good person in the world. One person that meets his standard. Why? For all have sinned and fallen short of the standard of God. And because of sin, we're on the wrong road. We're in the wrong direction. We're heading away from God. I've got a friend in the car. She's called Satnav. And Lorraine will tell you, and Cameron will tell you, Satnav and I have a great relationship. Namely, she tells me something and I just ignore her. However, I want to tell you this about my Satnav. And maybe you've experienced this too. When you go down the road and it's the wrong road. Satnav will say this, or words to this effect, when convenient, please take a U-turn. What's Satnav telling me? I need to change direction. I need to get off the road I'm on. I need to get onto a different road. And I need to do it quickly. Well, let me tell you this afternoon, in the message of the gospel, we're here to tell you not just that you're on the wrong road, but we're here to tell you that you need to make an about turn. The Bible calls that repentance. You need to make a complete about turn, not and stay on the same road, you know. But the Bible tells us about the right road, the different road, and you need to get on it. You see, this is the wonderful thing about this meeting and this message of the gospel. It's not just that you're on the wrong road, but there's the right road and how you can get on it. You see, that's a message of hope. That's a message of possibility. That's a message for you this afternoon. What kind of thing would it be for anyone just to stand here and tell you you're on the wrong road and you're heading to destruction and there's nothing you can do about it? What kind of message is that? But God in his grace, and God in his love, and God in his mercy tells us and has provided for us a way whereby we can do that about turn and get onto the right road. You see, sometimes you're on the road, you know, and you look up and you'll see that crossroads. And when you come to the crossroads, you know that you've got to make a decision. Which way to turn? Which way to go? I want to point you this afternoon to a cross as well. You see, on this broad road, this afternoon, flashing up before you is that sign of a cross. And it's still a point of decision. And it's the point whereby you must decide. Do you stay on the same road? Or do you turn? And get off the broad road. And onto that narrow road. Is it as easy as that? Well, yes, it is. It is just as easy as that. You might say, but surely there must be something I need to do to get me off. Surely there's something I need to do that God will allow me onto the... See, the thing is this, that crossroads is just a signpost. As it's a signpost in the road out there, it's a signpost in the Bible too. And the one upon the cross is the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son. And he's on that cross, bearing the punishment that I deserve, and the punishment that you deserve because of that sin. And because he has borne the punishment that I deserve and that you deserve, if we trust in him, if we believe in him and that work which he'd accomplished, God will accept us onto the narrow way. The barrier will be lifted. We'll be welcomed straight through. Not because of anything that we have done or can do, but because of all that Christ has done upon the cross at Calvary. He is the means whereby, and the only means whereby, any one person can get from the broad way leading to destruction onto the narrow way that leads to heaven and that leads to home. What road are you on this afternoon? Are you still on the broad way of the many? Or have you come to the crossroads? And there's a narrow way for the few. You see, this afternoon, there is no way of getting on there except through Christ. He is God's answer for you and for me. This is the wonderful thing about God, you know. You and I have offended God. We've fallen short of God's standard. And God hates all of that. God hates our sin, you know. We've spoken about sin a lot, and God hates it. But here's the thing. Despite our sin, God loves you. And God loves me. And God has provided that mechanism, that means, that way whereby we can be right with God and be on the right road. And God has done it all. There's nothing more that we of ourselves can do except to come by faith and trust in Him and enter the narrow way. I wonder this afternoon, maybe you've come here often. Have you ever changed direction? Have you ever turned about? I mean before God. Have you ever realised that you're on the wrong road? You're heading in the wrong direction? See, here's the thing this afternoon. See, when you turn, He's waiting for you to turn. He's waiting to welcome you and to point you on to the narrow way. Oh, how much He loves you. I wonder how long have you been on the road, continuing that downward path, continuing the wrong direction. This afternoon, you're not at the end yet. That means there's still room, there's still time, there's still opportunity to turn. Ah, but it's urgent. What's the word that the Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 13? Strive to enter in. You see, you're not just going to get there by accident. You need to get there by choice. You won't get from the broad way to the narrow way just by accident. You won't just drift, as it were. You need to make a decision. You need to make it by choice. Habit two, you need to make it a priority. Why is that? Well, the Lord Jesus didn't only just say to strive, to fight for, to contend for, to make it the most important thing in your life, but He said there's going to come a point when there will those who will try, not be too late. Oh, the tragedy of that. Oh, the tragedy of knowing you're on the wrong way, of knowing about the right way, and knowing how you can get there, and maybe even wanting to get there, but just delaying. The Lord Jesus is saying this, delaying can be too late. He says, don't delay. Make it your number one priority, strive. Elsewhere the Bible says, today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, today. And it is as simple as by faith just entering in. What did the Lord Jesus say? I am the door. By me, if any man, just stand outside and look. Just chap the door. No. The Lord Jesus said, by me, if any man, enter in. You see, you need to enter in today. Enter in to the narrow way. Get onto the narrow road. Get off of the broad road. Be certain. Be sure. Be right with God. Be ready for heaven. As we bring our little gathering to a close, what road are you on? Broadway, narrow way. Road most travelled, road least travelled. I'm going to heaven. I'm happy to tell you this afternoon, I'm on the road least travelled. You know, it's never promised to be an easy road. But I'm on the road. As a boy of 10, I made that decision to turn around and get off of the broad way and onto the narrow way. I'm going to heaven. What about you? May God bless His word. Shall we pray? Thank you.
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. And if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.